producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, my name is Herbal. This is if you got something on your mind. So we got some kind of interesting issues meteorologically happening. There's supposed to be the snowstorm Jonas. I didn't know that we actually name snowstorms. I know we do hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this is snowstorm Jonas. And they're talking about a couple of feet of snow, maybe up to 3 feet.
Yikes.
Although, as I said, I tend to take these things with a grain of rock salt. Right? Because whenever they say we're going to get clobbered, we don't. And whenever they say scattered flurries is when we get nailed.
So. Yeah. Yep.
But so we're expecting a serious amount of snow over the weekend. And when I talk with my friends who are like in D.C., they're saying, why does it happen on the weekend? Why can't it happen during the weekdays or days off? All right, so apparently they've discovered a ninth planet that takes between 10 and 20,000 years to go around the sun.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how skeptical I am about this. I'll tell you why I'm skeptical. And they haven't actually seen it. They just infer it from gravitational patterns.
Yeah.
Which is the way that a lot of planets have been discovered. Not a lot, too. But the same guy who decided that Pluto was no longer a planet has now decided he found a new one. And I'm saying, poo on you. First of all, I want Pluto back. I liked Pluto. And second of all, I question your motives, sir. I know. So there.
Yeah.
We also have a new study that says that cocaine eats your brain.
Yeah.
It causes brain cells to eat themselves. Basically, there's a phenomenon in biochemistry called I'm trying to remember exactly, phagenesis, I think. At any rate, phage, P-H-A-G-E, means to eat. Auto means eat yourself. So the idea is that somehow cocaine causes something in the brain so that the cells actually begin essentially getting an immune response to themselves. So they sort of start chomping away.
Yikes.
Which is a good reason not to use cocaine.
Yeah.
Although they're now looking at being able to understand some processes, some neurological processes that they couldn't before. I suppose there's no such thing as a cloud without a silver lining. But remember the commercials, this is your brain on cocaine. Well, it turns out it's much worse than sizzling. It's sizzling and then bursting into flame and putting itself out with the ashes. So.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. So those are the big stories of the day. Major snowstorm, Jonas. I mean, I've never heard of a snowstorm being named before.
Not that I can remember either.
No. And the ninth planet that we infer, I don't care about that. I want Pluto back. We want Pluto. We want Pluto. And that cocaine is much more damaging than people thought. So there you go. Alrighty. There's also a study out that says, I'm going to mention this but not dwell on it because this is one of those stories that the people are going to feel very strongly about and we're not going to change anybody's mind. But there's a new study out that says, because there's getting to be this movement apparently with local sheriffs of saying that citizens should carry guns, it's better to have a gun in your hand than a cop on the phone.
Mm.
Well, it turns out statistically that's not true.
Okay.
Statistically, people who have guns are 3 times more likely to go on a rampage than they are to kill a bad guy.
So, interesting.
Yeah. It's that whole thing. I just walk away from it. I can't deal with it. Where was I? Oh, I know. At a movie that I'm not allowed to review till next week.
Mm.
And one of the stories is somebody shoots off a gun. And the other person said, what are you doing? He said, well, you're in Florida. Everything's a legal gun range. He said, but you could shoot somebody. He said, yeah, you're in Florida.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's good. Not so good. I can't tell you anything about it until next week, I promised. But I will. Next week I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
All righty. So, so Jacob is feeling under the weather today, so be gentle with him. if you're going to call, do not wait till the last 3 seconds of the program, right, because it drives all of us somewhat nuts. This is an interesting day in that it's there are two things that I am vitally interested in, I suppose. The one is this was the day in 1977 where Jimmy Carter pardoned nearly all the American Vietnam War evaders, some of whom had gone to Canada. And it was really an attempt, I think, at healing. Jimmy Carter, I think, was our most moral president. He was also probably the most ineffective. And I'd hate to think that those two are related.
Mm.
I'd like to think they're not. But I think I'll believe that they're not. And this is also the day in 1981 where the DeLorean began production in Northern Ireland.
Mm.
I remember that.
Back
to the Future. I think most people know the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Yep.
Was it by John DeLorean? I'm not sure how happy I'd be around that. But those gullwing doors, they actually make some cars these days. I think one of the Mercedes has gullwing doors. I just think they're very cool.
Yep.
And there's something really incredibly sexy about the DeLorean and the subsequent cars. DeLorean, I suppose talking about cocaine on the same day we talk about the DeLorean is also appropriate. Oops. All right. So this was Jacob's idea. One of the things I encourage my producers to do is to be as involved in the concept of the program as possible and to come up with ideas that they think would be interesting. And this one was Jacob's idea of technological increases or decreases in happiness. There was a story. Was it on Tuesday? I think it was.
I believe so.
That talked about. There have been a number of stories. Let me see how many I can summarize. Because it seems to me an open question at this moment about whether people are happier or unhappier with technology. And we'll see what you guys say about it and also what Jacob says about it. But the people who say they're happier say that they find places to talk about things and they feel that they are more in control of stuff. For example, people often feel that technology has allowed them to be better medical consumers. They can go online and find out about drug interactions or about diagnoses or about disease processes, and that makes them feel more in control of their own lives, their own bodies, their own families. So there's that. My personal thing is, as I said with Wikipedia, it is put the end to bar bets.
Mm-hmm.
You can no longer sort of arm wrestle things. It also has put an end to my, because I've lived on the East Coast for about the last, I guess, like 18 years. And when I couldn't remember the name of somebody who was in a movie or something, I would call people on the West Coast because I knew they were still awake. And I didn't want it to be roaming around in my head all night. Well, Wikipedia has put an end to that.
Mm-hmm.
That cell phones have allowed us to stay in better touch because we're not paying for long distance phone calls anymore. And I'm of the generation where you called home from college and called up to ask for Harry Birthday because you couldn't afford the phone call, but you wanted to wish somebody a happy birthday and you would call collect. And every once in a while, one of your lunatic friends would take the call and then you had to pay for a person-to-person collect call. But Harry Birthday just meant happy birthday.
That's
we
funny.
We were so clever. And of course, none of the AT&T operators ever figured that out.
That's like, hilarious.
Duh. All right, so there's that positive part. The negative is that it's allowed people to become more isolated. That if you, I walk down the street with mothers with kids in strollers who are talking on the phone, not to that kid at all. And in restaurants with people at dinner with their kids, everybody's on their own electronic device. So, and certainly in movie theaters or cars, people texting all the time, terrible drivers. And my guess is if you look at the number of car accidents since cell phone technology has been widely available, they have skyrocketed. Pedestrian accidents, people aren't paying any attention. So when we come back, we'll look and see, what do you think? I'm talking somewhat about safety, but also increase or decrease happiness and why. We'll talk to Jacob first in this question. And if you have something on your mind that has nothing to do with this, you're certainly welcome to call 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, that's the phone number that you should jot down someplace. It's 855-993-7569. And feel free to call it any day, Monday through Friday, Eastern. I'll probably be here. The odds are heavily in your favor. Just don't wait till the last second or the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Whenever I say that, someone thinks, oh, okay, well, she didn't mean me. It's okay for me to do that. All right, so let's talk about, so do you think technology makes you happier and happier? How would you rate technology on your quality of life, Jacob?
Well, I was thinking about that over the break, and it sounds kind of like an easy way out, but I am really right in the middle, I think. It's all about how you use it and how you let it, what kind of, if you are in control of your usage of technology, I mean, I found it beneficial and made, you know, made me happier in a lot of ways. I use it to record music and learn new things on the internet about diet and things I'm interested in, but there are definitely times where, you know, you can just get too sucked into it and you don't allow yourself to get out and get exercise or, you know, go get face-to-face with your friends and family or things like that. So, I'd say overall for me personally, it's had a positive impact in my life.
Okay, yeah, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is misery, 10 is elation, where would you put it?
For me personally, yeah, I would say I'd go 7.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, one of the frustrating, as I said, I love Wikipedia. I love being able to do bar bets. I love IMDb to just check things out. When you're sitting around talking about a movie star and not being able to quite remember the movie that they were in and or how old they are or whether they're alive, I think it's priceless for that because you can just find it out so quickly. And with Google, I mean, you can even get close. You don't even have to know the name. You can say Jack Nicholson movie where he was escorting a prisoner, and the last detail will come up, right?
Yeah.
You don't even
have
to get close. So for that, I think it's absolutely terrific. For my daughter, like a lot of people of her generation, really likes texting rather than emailing or calling. And, you know, I understand the appeal of texting because it's more immediate. You don't have to wait for somebody to read their email. But I'm an intimacy junkie, so I much prefer face-to-face to phone call to email, and probably email to text. So that is one of the sort of adjustments I just have to make, and that's how people like to communicate. And I can remember 15 years ago when personal computers were just coming in, and I can remember two different facets of it. One is somebody I needed to deal with on a nearly day-to-day basis, and she just wouldn't pick up the phone. She just wanted to email everything, and it drove me nuts. And also being at a new media seminar and saying to people, you have to be careful about email, because if your listeners email you, they expect a response, and they expect it in a timely fashion. And if you're not going to do that, it's a real problem. For the program, it's an invaluable tool. Facebook, to be quite honest, I would not get anywhere near Facebook on a personal level if you paid me. But for the program, it's invaluable. So I love that part of it. And I will tell you, the other thing is that when I get stuck on a subway or when I wake up in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep, I love the games because you're not supposed to do this because it turns out that the light on your laptop or your iPad or your phone is phototropic, so which is your thyroid is as well, so it actually will keep you awake longer. But for me, it's just if I ever wake up feeling the least bit anxious, I'll go play, sometimes read. But it turns out technology, because of the repetitious factor of it, will just calm me right down, go right back to sleep. So for me on that level, I mean, I never play games. unless I'm stuck in traffic, unless I'm in a situation that'll make me antsy, and then it really will take away the edge of that antsiness for me. So for that, I think it does make my life better. It certainly, as I said, is useful for the program. Although, I've been doing this for a long time, and the backbone of talk radio has always been two-way talk, and now it's two-way text or two-way email. And it's true of all of my colleagues. We're all sort of having the same thing. And it's an adjustment because all of us basically grew up, oh, didn't say basically, all of us fundamentally sort of learned our trade on two-way talk. And it's a different adjustment, but it's what's happened. People don't phone anymore. They don't talk as much. They text or email or Facebook. All right, let's hear what other people say.
Yeah. All right. So Kathy thinks technology decreases. Too much advertising. You can talk to someone without actually speaking.
Yep.
you have the risk of assets being stolen.
There is that. I don't know anybody who's not, well, except maybe you.
Yeah.
I mean, you and Manny and Shane are the only people I know who have not been hacked, who have not had an email, a stolen identity.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but I plan to tell the next hacker to send them in your direction. You guys might as well be part of the general cultural phenomenon, which is everybody. It happens to everybody.
Yeah. And then her final thought on it was people can't even go to the grocery store without a cell phone. Really?
Yeah. Oh,
which
I know.
To
when I will leave my cell phone behind when I'm going out for the evening, when I'm going to have a meal with somebody. Certainly when I'm going, I occasionally even forget it. And the first couple of times I forgot my cell phone, I thought, oh, my God, I've got to go back for it. And I thought, are you out of your mind? 5 years ago, you didn't need to have it attached to the hip.
Yeah.
And there is a sense of immediacy about it, which probably doesn't serve us very well.
True. I'm always listening to podcasts. So I go to the grocery store listening to podcasts on my phone. But so Deborah here says, facing my husband's cancer diagnosis and 29 months of treatment, it has been a godsend. People stay connected and are a tremendous encouragement, and I can keep everyone updated at the same time without returning phone calls.
That's a really good point in
yeah.
crises. Although having been evacuated 3 times from my apartment in New York in the last couple of years, that cell phones are not useful then because they're just not available to you. That the towers are not functioning. That people are all trying to get in touch. In an emergency, in a global emergency, in a widespread emergency, they're not very helpful. In a personal emergency, I think they're terrific. And when you get lost, or when you're trying to find somebody in a busy place, they're absolutely invaluable. And my response is, how did we get along without cell phones? So they're really do, as I think, Jacob, you've really sort of put your thumb on it. As a tool, it's invaluable. As a lifestyle, it's somewhat deadening as well as deadly. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years.
There?
You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives.
Wait a minute.
Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals.
Blizzard life.
That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
White sauce.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the tax admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the tax admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to call and just tell me what's on your mind. I don't know. I should, you know, maybe I'll ask Siri when they started naming snowstorms. But I just looked at the forecast, talking about blizzard conditions from Saturday morning to Sunday night.
Oh, man.
All right, so let's see what other people are saying about technology.
Alrighty. Jessica says, decreases my happiness. No more conversation at dinner table. Everyone is texting and playing games. Kind of sad to me.
Well, can you say to people, what if we had a technology-free program where we actually talk with each other? I mean, I think you don't have to be passive in it.
Yeah.
This says in November 2012, the Weather Council began systematically naming winter storms. They named the nor'easter in 2012 winter storm Athena. Then they compiled a list of winter storm names for the 2012-2013 season. So they have just been doing it for the last, well, I guess that's 3-plus years.
Oh.
During the brief, Canada weather systems identified as potential winter storms up to a week out. As a certainty for an impactful storm increases, the storm naming committee schedules a conference call.
Oh, so, boy.
I guess it's the Weather Channel are doing it.
Okay,
so let's see. Oh, let's see what else they're saying. Oh, please don't play anything. It looks like they name a storm. It's a continual process that includes daily hemispheric map brief among the Global Forecast Center's team of meteorologists at the Weather Channel. Identified as potential winter storms up to a week. Certainty for an impactful storm increases. The storm naming committee schedules a conference call to discuss the potential named storm. The committee is composed of 3 members: Tom Niziel, writer, weather report expert; Stu Ostro, senior meteorologist and senior director for weather communications; and Jonathan Erdman, digital senior meteorologist for weather.com. Based on a thorough discussion of meteorological and societal factors that could produce a winter storm, a decision is made to name or not name. It's important to note that the decision to name a storm is solely held by this committee of meteorologists. So there you go. They've been messing around with different methods. A procedure to evaluate. They have something called a meteorological population and area calculation tool. It calculates the population and area that is forecast to be impacted based on thresholds set by the National Weather Service for winter weather warnings. They have the National Weather Service has a proven track record, and impacts are adjusted. Yeah, but their track record is really iffy. Are adjusted locally to account for the part of the nation being impacted by winter weather. So a winter storm warning is issued for Atlanta when 2 inches of snow is expected in 24 hours, but it takes 9 inches to trigger a winter storm warning in Burlington, Vermont. That makes sense. The impact method includes both actual, current, or expired National Weather Service warnings, as well as those, it says that's what it says, expired, as well as those that the naming committee anticipates are likely to be issued as the storm progresses. Only winter precipitation warnings are considered. So there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
So they've been naming them. It turns out to have a winter storm warning, you have to have 2 million people or 400,000 square kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
So that so you either do it by area or threshold of population.
Huh.
There you go.
Interesting.
They're saying improvements are going on. I mean, 3 people determine all this. Does that make you feel like you're really important?
Yeah. 3 people.
We
huh?
call them, yeah. So the first one was Athena. It's not even clear if they go back and forth. What can I tell you?
Right.
Dangerous winter storm Jonas to bring crippling snowstorms, major ice threat, blizzard warnings for D.C. and Baltimore. Okay, there you go.
Huh. Well.
Did you see? I just demonstrated my favorite use of technology, which is instant information.
Yeah.
Of esoteric stuff that really nobody cares hugely about but me.
Well, I thought it was interesting as well.
All right, there you go.
All right. So, Jessica says technology decreases her happiness.
Why?
Another vote for no conversation at the dinner table.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But you don't have to go along with that. You can say, okay, I'll tell you, I had some people visiting. And from out of town, and there were some people that I knew who brought some people I didn't know, which I must tell you is my least favorite thing. I'm a very private person. There are people who've known me for years who've never been in my home, and it's not because I'm unfriendly. I'm a public person, and my home is my refuge, and it's just, I just don't do it. I'm very, very private about it. And so people bringing people is not my favorite thing. But what are you going to do when they're standing there knocking on your door? You can't say, you can't come in. Or you can come in, but you can't. So I've got one person I don't know very well and 2 strangers in my house. And so I'm pouring them Prosecco and getting them little hors d'oeuvres because what are you going to do? And one of them is on her phone. She's texting. And I just said, one of the people I didn't know, and I said, I'm sorry, I don't allow that. If you want to text, you go in the other room. If you want to be here with us, you put the phone away. And this was to a perfect stranger. But I thought, I mean, part of it is I was emboldened because I didn't want to, you know, this isn't my choice. But I thought, you can't sit here with someone in someone's home who's serving you food and wine that you don't even know and texting? Hello? Bad manners.
Yeah.
And I just, so I wasn't angry. I just said, sorry, can't do that. You have to either go in the other, if you want to text, you go in the other room. Or if you're here, put your phone away. And she did.
Nice.
Yeah. So you don't have, because everybody's texting at dinner doesn't mean you have to put up with it. What you can say is, look, if we're all going to text, let's grab a slice and move on or something. Or why don't we all put our phones down for a half hour and have dinner together? Make eye contact, conversation, see what's going on. You don't have to go along with it. All right, keep going.
Yeah. Rebecca, I don't get to spend as much time as I want with my mom, so once I do sit with her, she's on the phone texting her friends. Oh, well.
But you can say, Mom, look, if you really would rather text, I'm going to leave, but I'd rather us spending some time with each other.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have to be so passive, folks, because what you'll do, if you don't care, that's one thing, but if you do care, say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the slogan, which I know they have all over the country, that says, if you say something, if you see something, say something. Mine would be, if you feel something, say something.
Ah, nice. I like that. All right. Marie, technology has increased my happiness. I love it for many reasons. It keeps me in the loop with my family, especially my grandchildren. Also, it is a very useful tool. We do not abuse it. When we have family dinners, it is without our cell phones, but cell phones are a very good tool to have.
Yeah, for finding directions, finding people in a crowd, finding out when they started naming winter storms. No, I hear it's a tool. And the point is that you can misuse a hammer, too. So it's a tool.
Yep.
It unfortunately has become a seduction for an awful lot of people.
Yeah. Matt doesn't really give us much, just says neither. So he's kind of neutral on that.
And not helpful.
Kiana says increased, and she says, my phone isn't a phone. It's a pocket computer that also makes calls. I'm much more in communication with my long-distance family than I would otherwise be, Facebook, email, and texting, and yes, phone calls too. I also use that blasted cell phone to call and text my friends to go do things together. We still do that. Technology is just a tool. Use it how you like. It's totally up to you.
Amen. Amen. Somebody is going to invent a cell phone that you can actually hear on, and then it's going to change everything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my cell phone is great for information gathering, for emails, for texting, for games, for getting directions. You just can't hear anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that ad of, can you hear me now? The answer is no, and nobody else can hear you either. And cell phones dropping off. Plus, last night, I was on the phone for over 2 hours with customer service one way or the other. And one of the guys said, well, I need you to join a phone call for me and your local store, which in theory I can do for my phone, except it didn't work. And I was on hold for a long time, then on with him for a long time. And these people say, and I'm used to saying, look, do you have my phone number so you can call me back? Oh, yeah, but they don't.
Wine, wine, wine.
At least it's not Winter Storm Joy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. 855-993-DR-JOY. So there you go. Do you know what? They got in touch with me to do a public service announcement, which I will do, about matching donors, the Living Organ Donor Initiative program. And for those of you who I've been an organ donor, or at least it's on my it's on my my driver's license to be an organ donor. But apparently there are like 250 people every day who die because there are no organs available to them. And I've had two producers who've had kidney transplants, one from his mom, one from somebody else. I was talking with a friend of mine whose ex-husband needs a kidney transplant. So you may want to look into how you become a donor, okay? There you go. 855-993-7569. You can hear the issue about organ donors. I actually went to a conference a gala in San Francisco. This is a true story. As I said, I've been an organ donor since before medical school, to be quite honest. And that was my great fear, is that they were going to be one cadaver short and say, Brown, we need you. It didn't happen. But I actually went with a friend to this big gala for organ donor transplants and recipients, obviously. The donors, you don't invite the donors in general. I mean, with a kidney, you sometimes can, but usually not. And they served, I swear to you, they served filet mignon wrapped in bacon, green beans with almonds and some kind of, and potatoes au gratin. All I could think about is they're recruiting more organ donors. I mean, it was the most unhealthy diet I think I'd ever seen. And in general, things like that don't have great health food stuff, but nevertheless, there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, let's finish up with transplants.
Sounds good.
With transplants. With technology, sorry.
Sharon says it increased her happiness. I'm always with my iPad or iPhone. It's my main source of information and a lot of my entertainment. Without it, I couldn't listen to Dr. Joy Brown at home and in my car.
Bless your little pea-picking heart. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, it's certainly changed the way I do the program. I've mentioned that I was one of the first people who used the internet because CompuServe Wow hired me to do online chats years ago, because they were, when CompuServe was one of the original providers, well before Hotmail or Gmail or any of the other ones. But they had basically the nerd component, and they decided that they wanted, because they could see the future and see that it was going to be much more widespread. And so they launched something called WOW, which was for families, and they hired me as part of that. So I got one of the first initiations into how do you do the kind of thing we do with our voice with just typing. So it's a very interesting kind of transition. As I said, I had to make the transition from a therapist who could see people and body language, both mine and theirs, to radio, where all you have is your voice and your vocabulary, to online, which is all you have is your vocabulary. So it became more and more, I guess, pared down. I wouldn't say basic, because I'm not allowed to say basic. Fundamental. Great. Let's finish up.
Allison says, neither. You make yourself happy.
Well, there you go. That is true. Happiness is a choice. I absolutely agree with you. But we're also sort of saying, are there things that you can add? For example, presumably most of us have little tricks to make ourselves happier, that we'll pat a puppy dog, or we'll get an ice cream cone, or we'll call a friend, or we'll take a hot shower, or we'll listen to music. So don't mess with me. Come on, let's. I'm not disagreeing, but most of us have little aids that we know that will make us feel better, make us happy, take us out of a bad mood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jennifer says increased. Heat, air conditioning, cars, planes, GPS, radio, TV, phones, cell phones, computers, medical diagnostic tools, washing machines, and dryers. Everything has a downside, but without these, life would be very difficult.
I'm trying to think of what the downside of a dryer is. I suppose it makes a lot of noise and uses some electricity.
Yeah.
Listen, if you've never actually washed clothes in a cold stream and batted things on, pounded things on rocks to clean them. And believe it or not, I am not that old, but when I was on an archaeology dig in southern France, and that's how you wash clothes. You went down to the stream and pounded rocks. I've also been, I guess the one in Washington State, we did it as well.
Mm.
And we didn't have indoor plumbing. We took showers outside. You always got someone to help you with your shampoo, though. No, I hear what you're saying, and you're right. It reminds me of one of my favorite stories about one of my listeners who called in for the first time. His name was Donald, I think. Called in for the first time. No, it was Ronald. Donald was some, is another story. Ronald called in on his 99th birthday, and I asked him, from his perspective, he lived to 106, and he would call us every year, or we would call him on his birthday. And I asked him what he thought the major technological advance had been in his life, the thing that made the most difference. And you know what he said? I told you what I thought he would say. I thought he would say the automobile. He didn't. He said radio, because radio is the telephone, it's television, it's international calling, it's all sorts of things. It's an interesting perspective. All right,
yeah.
Keep going.
Mary says both. I like the convenience of my phone, but it can also be frustrating when it acts up. Technology is great when it works properly.
And, you know, for me, one of the real eye-opening things is what happens when it all stops. What happens when your computer breaks down? What happens when there's no cell phone service? What happens when there's no electricity? And having gone through that, as I said, three times in the last couple of years, where there were storms, and it's just amazing how much you were dependent on it. They said, I live in Manhattan in a high rise. There was no electricity, which meant there were no elevators. That means there were no lights. There was no hot water. There was no water. Let me tell you about tinkling when there's no water, folks. You have to plan very well ahead of time. And there was no electricity, so you couldn't watch television because there was no electricity. There was no lights, and it was the time of year where we switched over. It was in October where we switched over. So you became a farmer all of a sudden. No indoor plumbing, no light, no technology, candles, and pouring water over yourself in the cold apartment. Let's hear it for technology. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.